Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the UK's former health minister, Matt Hancock, made his debut on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. And he only had his foot in the door when his fellow campmate, ITV news presenter Charlene White, questioned him about why he had come onto the show. And here's what he had to say.
Why did it?
Yeah, why are you here?
Because there's honest truth is because there's so few ways in which politicians can show that we're human beings. So I just thought that it'd be good to see that. And I like, you know, I've got a sense of adventure.
So you kind of want people to see you for you?
I hope so.
Yeah.
So if I can use this to sort of peel myself back a bit.
Yeah.
And just be
but you,
me.
But
that's
I can imagine it would not have gone down well at all at home.
Well,
you have to expect that.
Yeah.
Because Parliament is still sitting. We're not in recess.
Yeah.
You know, we've
but
still got
the... But I genuinely think that because we've now got sort of stability, that is, you know,
we've had stability for all of 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, but Rishi's great. He'll be fine.
That's Matt Hancock there speaking to Charlene White on I'm a Celeb last night. And Scott Bryan is a TV critic and broadcaster, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I feel that there is a lot of drama to come here with Matt Hancock in the jungle, especially when you see how the other campmates reacted to him arriving.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the real surprise. I mean, what you don't get from that clip that you just played of Charlene White, the ITV news journalist, is the fact that when Matt Hancock said that he is wanting to be on this to show people that he is more human, I say that the politicians are human just like you and I, Charlene then looks directly to the camera, breaking the fourth wall. And I think it's that scene. And it's also the scene that just in terms of the fact that we've been having a debate about whether Matt Hancock should be in I'm a Celebrity. What I did not expect was that this debate would actually take place within the camp itself.
Yes.
With Boy George talking about how uncomfortable he felt about his involvement. It is something just to see play out in a rather meta way. It does really hurt your head. It feels like an episode of Black Mirror.
It does a little, and the DJ Chris Moyles probably captured what everybody's thinking, because he said, I can't help but think he should be at work. That's what everyone's saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I feel like there's no problem, I think, in terms of politicians going on to then have entertainment careers, but it tends to be the fact after they are no longer a standing MP, once they have stepped down as representing their constituents. And you sort of wonder, what is Matt Hancock's plan here? Is his plan that he's going to go back into politics? He's had the whip removed within the Conservative Party, but you wonder about whether he's going to go back into politics in some big way, or is he going to therefore become a pundit, presenter, following the trajectory of other people such as Michael Portillo or Ed Balls?
Yeah.
And I feel that trying to spin both plates is an odd thing. Another thing he says that he's doing this is to create awareness for dyslexia for a cross-party initiative. I mean, this is the frustration that I have. I'm dyslexic, and I feel that you can create awareness without having to go on TV and eat various parts of an animal.
And be paid handsomely for it too.
Exactly, and be paid handsomely.
So going back to that debate that the housemates seem to be struggling with almost within themselves, you know, how do we react to this man? I got the impression that some of them don't agree with his politics, full stop. But also they're saying, well, we have to live with him in this camp for 2 weeks. So we have to almost get over our problem with him. Like Boy George was in tears, wasn't he? Because he was talking about his mother who had COVID and was in hospital and he couldn't get to see her. And that for him was all he could think about when he was looking at Matt Hancock.
Exactly. And I think that this is a situation in which I think has caused a lot of controversy, not just within the camp, but also a lot of people towards the channel that commissioned to make this programme, ITV, about whether basically capitalising on something which is divided public in such a vitriolic way, particularly with an individual who's so closely related to and in charge of the government's handling of the COVID pandemic, should be as a form of entertainment. But it's also the fact that at the end of the day, they are the biggest beneficiaries. The fact that it's created such a large debate is obviously mean that they're going to be having many viewers. Last night's episode so far, according to early figures and early estimates, came out with about 7.9 million viewers, which is actually the fewest viewers of the series so far, surprisingly. I think people were expecting it to be a little bit higher, but 7.9 million people watching the same program at the same time in this day and age of streaming and so many different competitors is absolutely huge for ITV, and yeah, they would be very happy with that.
And don't forget, it's the day that The Crown, the new series of The Crown, was released as well on Netflix. So, you know, taking all of those factors into account, Scott, it's not bad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad at all. And I think, I mean, this is the weird thing about I'm a Celebrity. It harks back this entertainment format to a different age of reality TV. It's a form of TV that relies upon humiliation and, I think, cruelty and making people feel as uncomfortable as they possibly can. I think TV these days, if you look at other shows out there, they tend to be a lot more warm-hearted, a lot more supportive. I think ITV gets away with this show on is just because it's only on for a few weeks a year. It feels a bit like a guilty pleasure,
yeah,
and also the fact that it's able to create such massive talking points like this. Mm-hmm. The show is back up on form in terms of the ratings for them.
Well, Scott, we can't leave this discussion without seeing how Matt Hancock tried to make himself a little more relatable, and he sang he admitted to being a fan.
I know
of,
where you're going with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, the Ed Sheeran moment. He said he was a fan of Ed Sheeran, and then he sang a bit of an Ed Sheeran song.
Who's your favourite band?
Well, quite a mix, really. Quite mainstream.
Like,
but
what?
I haven't got. I'm not going to, you know, put a tattoo of Ed Sheeran on my neck.
You like Ed Sheeran?
I love him. Yeah,
I love Ed Sheeran.
And I'm from Suffolk as well.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah,
I love that. Dancer in the Dark.
You between my arms. That one. Barefoot on the cross. Don't get me singing. I'm terrible.
No,
listening to my favourite song. When you saw you. What's it called? Perfect. It's called Perfect.
Yes.
It's one of the. I love it.
Did you shudder? I think I shuddered in the moment.
Oh, I was squirming throughout all of that. And also, it is far from perfect, regardless of what he's trying to say there.
I did think he was pretty brave, though. He had to go into that tunnel for the first task with Sean Walsh. He was straight in there, wasn't he?
Straight in there, also on the bridge that you'd use when you arrived. Literally 3 seconds in, slipped on the bridge and nearly decked himself on it, which I think is a record from what I've ever seen.
But, but what I'm saying is he does seem to be up for doing all of these challenges, which is a good thing because he's probably going to get voted to do quite a number of them.
Yes, but also at the same time, I mean, it is still a big risk because there was the entertainer Noel Edmonds was in this show 2 years ago, 3 years ago even. He was the first to leave. He was touted a bit like Matt Hancock, not in terms of being divisive, but certainly being a huge figure, was the last to arrive into the tent, but also the first to leave. It's very much a show that is at the reflection of the public's attitudes. And I think with Matt Hancock, it's certainly going to be a big one.
Scott, great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Scott Bryan there, TV critic and broadcaster. Now it's time to go to the newsroom and Karen Creed.